From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday ordered construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal migration. During a visit to the Department of Homeland Security, the agency charged with protecting the border, Mr. Trump signed executive orders to build the wall and to counter U.S. cities that are refusing to help federal authorities identify and deport illegal aliens. White House spokesman Sean Spicer briefed reporters.
This will stem the flow of drugs, crime, illegal immigration into the United States. And yes, one way or another, as the president has said before, Mexico will pay for it.
The White House says the government will construct more detention facilities along the border to house illegal migrants until they are returned to the country of their origin. Officials say Mr. Trump is also considering a four-month freeze on all refugee admissions to the U.S., as well as a ban for at least 30 days for entry into the U.S. by anyone from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, plans to return to the country Thursday. He fled after longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to acknowledge an election loss and sought to stay in office. When West African countries began a military intervention, Mr. Jammeh was forced to leave. His spokesman talked to reporters.
He informed me 2 days ago that on Thursday he would be here, but would not want it to be announced, because he had to also thank those people who have actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace.
That was Mr. Barrow's spokesman, Halifa Saleh. This is VOA News. Somali officials say dozens of people were killed or wounded Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked a Mogadishu hotel. One official says medical teams have collected the bodies of 28 people so far. The al-Shabaab militant group is claiming responsibility. The New York Times newspaper is reporting that the Trump administration is thinking about making cuts in U.S. contributions to the United Nations. The Times says it has seen two papers outlining potential action by the government. One draft would end U.S. funding of any U.N.-affiliated agency that allows full membership for the Palestinian Authority. The other draft calls for at least a 40% overall decrease in U.S. support for international organizations. The United States currently pays 22% of the U.N.'s regular budget. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for an investigation into alleged voter fraud in November's presidential election. He announced plans for the probe Wednesday on Twitter. Leading congressional Democrat Nancy Pelosi quickly came out against it.
All we want is the truth for the American people. I frankly feel very sad about the president making this claim. I felt sorry for him.
A White House spokesman says the upcoming investigation will not just be about the 2016 election, but about the integrity of the American voting system. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis plans to travel to Japan and South Korea next month. It will be his first trip abroad as the head of the Pentagon. Mattis will depart February 1st for South Korea and travel on to Tokyo 2 days later. Pope Francis has taken over the Knights of Malta following a dispute with the order's leader. The leader of the lay Roman Catholic order openly defied the Pope in a dispute over condoms. The Knights of Malta run a worldwide charity operation. The papal takeover is seen as unusual because the Knights are a sovereign entity. Christopher Lamb is the Vatican correspondent for The Tablet.
I think the Pope has significant opposition here in the Vatican to what he wants to do in terms of reforms. And I think this is an example of him facing down that opposition and effectively being victorious in what he's trying to achieve.
Christopher Lamb. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini met Wednesday with the leaders of Serbia and Kosovo to encourage them to press harder to normalize relations with each other. The two nations have seen an increase in tensions in recent days. Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia in 2008, but that has not yet been recognized by Serbia. On Wall Street, at the close of trade today, U.S. stock indexes were up. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.